No more gulf. Jesus bridged that gulf with his cross. We thought about the great divide between God and his people. Jesus was the communicator that took the message from God to us, the other side of the divide. He called us back. We thought about the great divorce. God had to divorce Adam and Eve, drive them out. And through the millennia, we have seen the bridegroom using every means at his disposal to woo the bride back to the marriage feast of the Lamb. And we are told that the bride made herself ready. We are the bride. Are we making ourselves ready? The end will come. Then cometh the end. God will see that given all the ages, nobody of the sons of Adam and Eve and the daughters of Adam and Eve will ever alter their stance. This is the close of probation. I don't think the close of probation is a time that God arbitrarily sets and that people, if they'd only been given 2 seconds more, might change their minds. I think the close of probation is set by the irrevocable decision of every human being. God knows that, but his foreknowledge doesn't interfere with their choice. When they have made the choice, then cometh the end. The kingdom will have been delivered up. The wheat will have been gathered in. He will put down all rule and power and authority that is opposed him, and he will cast the tares into unquenchable fire. Part number one, not yet. The expression is a current statement used by some theologians. Far off, but not yet. Near, but not yet. The kingdom of heaven, the coming of Christ, the end of probation. Far off, certain to be, near even at the doors, but not yet. God's throne is a scepter of righteousness forever and ever. One day it's going to be established. Jesus is going to come a second time without sin unto salvation. We have studied and given many Bible studies on the second coming of Christ, the certainty of the coming, the exceeding great and precious promises of the coming. To them who look for him, the blessed hope will be a hope, a glorious appearing. But Jesus hasn't come yet. And sometimes we get discouraged. And we might think with the evil servants, my Lord is delaying his coming. But let's think about it this way. No man or woman has more than one lifetime to prepare for the coming of Christ. No man or woman has more than one lifetime. I only have a lifetime. My father had a lifetime. John the Baptist had a lifetime. Paul had a lifetime. Luther had a lifetime. Nobody has any more than a lifetime. So nobody has an advantage. Nobody has a longer time to prepare. You have a lifetime. I have a lifetime. God has given us a blessed hope that in this lifetime we should repent and get ready. And he will come without fail. He's not slack concerning his promise. He's not going to let it go. Things are not going to ravel out. Jesus will come. Part number two. The mediator becomes a mighty warrior. When he finishes his work of intercession, he lays aside his garments as a priest and as a high priest, and then he puts upon himself his robe as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and conqueror of the armies of heaven. By the way, those changes of robes you may want to study sometime. As the priest, Jesus Christ ministered in the most holy place on the Day of Atonement. he laid aside his pontifical robes and robed himself in the garments of an ordinary priest, white. When he was finished his Day of Atonement services, before the evening sacrifice, the high priest laid aside his white robes and put on his gorgeous robes with bells, pomegranates. And that was the joyful sound that the people were listening for, that the atonement services were finished, the evening sacrifice could be carried out, and the high priest returned to bless his people. So when you read about the tinkling of the bells in early writings, realize that the author is well aware of the changes of the robes that the high priest made on the Day of Atonement and the effect of the bells, to tell them that the work was finished and that the high priest was now coming to his feast and banquet with his people. Jesus, as the conqueror, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, with the insignia of his robes dipped in blood, with the power of the creative, recreative word, is coming to settle the score with his enemies. This is the day of vengeance and restoration. Part number 3. Law, order, peace, victory. Out of his mouth goes a sharp, two-edged sword. We saw that sword in the Garden of Eden. Its purpose, as light, was to illumine the way to the Tree of Life. Its purpose as the Word of God, quick and powerful, two-edged, was to give instruction concerning how to walk along that road to the cherubim glory, to the Tree of Life. Jesus now leads the armies of heaven on white horses, come to gather together from the usurped authority of the adversary, his own people. They have been captives of Satan. They have surrendered themselves as captives of Christ. He is now coming to rescue them. The earth reels to and fro. The righteous dead are resurrected. The triumphant saints join them, and are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The root of Jesse, the righteous branch, endowed by the sevenfold Spirit, judges, reproves, smites, glorifies, rescues, and gives victory at last. Part number 4. The din of battle, a shout of triumph, give way to the croon of the wedding song. The husband and the wife are joined together at last. The separation for thousands of years is now no longer brought into mind. There is peace, there is union, there is love, there is life together. It's interesting to note that the scriptures speak of three brides. Isaiah 62, 4 and 5, the land is the bride. Revelation 21, 1 and 2, the city is the bride. And of course, the people are the bride. Now all things will be united with Jesus Christ. No longer will the earth be suffering under a curse. No longer will be the city far away. No longer will the people be separated. All are joined together. And as we think about that glorious, thrilling reunion, restoration, peace-filled time, we should remember Christ's words, "The wedding is ready." The invitations are still sounding. Three invitations are sent out. What response, while it is still time, will we give? Part number 5. The marriage register. Whose names are written in that register? That book of life? That book containing the names of the bride? There's a hymn that we have sung many times. Is your name written there? We wait for that day. The Advocate, the Redeemer, the One Altogether Lovely, the Son of God, the Son of Man, has moved for thousands of years in actual practice to reconcile man with God. For untold millennia, in the purpose and promise of God, this work was uppermost in his mind. As we look to that day, what should our reaction be? The last chapter of Revelation, the last words of the Bible, the last words of Jesus Christ are sounding in our hearts today. Jesus Christ had said everything 100 ways in the previous books of the Bible. But he doesn't want to leave any urging out. He doesn't want to leave any appeal unsaid. He doesn't want any impression of indifference to creep in. And so he makes a final review, a final appeal, a final summary of the important things he wants us to remember when we're reading the final words of the final book of the Bible. Keep his commandments. Keep his commandments and you'll have a right to the tree of life. Obey. Love. Invite others. Everything is ready. The Lamb is waiting to lead you by the fountains of living waters, to pluck from the tree of life the fruit of life so that you can live forever. What more do you want? The vision of the saved, walking in that city, in the light of it, drinking of the waters of it, eating of the fruit of it, enjoying the fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, these last days, remember, moment by moment, obey. What is obedience? Fulfilling relationships, keeping the law, acting according to love. Obedience is carrying out the codified love in the law of God. Let the love of God rule in your hearts, in every kind of relationship. Part number 6, focus and application. The tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God was in Eden. The Shekinah was there. The cherubim were there. The intercession was there. The glory was there. In the court, sacrifices were offered. But then, Eden was removed. And when man was ready, the sanctuary was built, and the temple. But they too were removed. And in faith, God directed the minds of his people to the better temple, to the greater tabernacle, to the greater priest, to the greater high priest, to the better sacrifice. All this he has done. He has painted visions of ultimate triumph. He has shown that his advocacy will never fail, that Satan will never be able to take from his hand those who have committed themselves to him. And now, he says, the tabernacle of God is with men. The whole purposes have been fulfilled. The bridegroom has come to live in the home of the bride, with men, not with unfallen worlds and unfallen beings, but with the rebellious and the careless and the sinful and the indifferent and the horrible. His grace has transformed them. His spirit has transfused them. His love has won them. His blood has cleansed them. His life has appealed to them, and now he comes to share. in the earth made new, in the city made new, the people made new. Only He, unchanged, unchangeable, is the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.